perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Are you just getting home?
Well, yes. Bye-bye.
Malky, were you working all night?
Well, no. We were playing poker. Bye-bye.
Wait a minute. Whoa. You were playing poker?
Yeah. Funny thing. I wasn't really even supposed to play, but one of the regular players in Mr. Gobley's game was sick, and Mr. Gobley graciously allowed me to sit in.
How much money did you lose? What? What?
Oh, cousin, I lost $100.
You lost $100?
Cousin, don't yell at me. I'm feeling quite vulnerable. I lost $100.
Balky, it's all right. I'm not mad at you.
You yelled at me.
I am mad at Mr. Gorbley. I can't believe he took advantage of you.
Well, cousin, don't get mad at Mr. Gorbley. It wasn't his fault. He was trying to help me. He sat down right next to me so he could help me by looking at my cards.
Looking at your cards is against the rules.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'll be snookered. I was wondering why he wouldn't let me look at his cards. You think that's why I lost each and every hand?
Yes, I think so.
Cousin, you think if I go to Mr. Gobley and ask him real nice, he'd give me my money back?
Balky, you're dreaming.
I am? Well, you mean I didn't play poker all night and I didn't lose $100? Cousin, it seems so real.
Balky, it is real. What I mean is that Gorbley is a serious card player. The only way to get your money back is to beat him at his own game.
Well, cousin, I'd love to get my money back. In fact, losing the $100 was the only part of the game I didn't enjoy. Other than that, it was really a great way to experience male bondage.
Bonding. Male bonding. Bonding. Malky, would you come out here, please? Did I catch you at a bad time?
No.
I was just wondering why you're wearing your bullet hat.
Oh, I figured out a way to make back the $100 that I lost. I'm going to hire myself out on weekends as a human cannonball.
Ducky, forget about that. It won't be necessary. I told Gorpley we'd play in his poker game tomorrow night. I am going to win your money back.
Really, cousin? But you got to be careful. Mr. Gorpley is quite the aardvark.
Perhaps you mean card shark? But Balky, I happen to be a great poker player. In the poker world, I was known as Smooth Larry Appleton.
Well, in the goat milking world, I was known as Cool Han Balky.
Are you going to pay attention now?
Yes, I am. I'm going to play poker.
First thing I have to do is teach you how to play poker. I've written down a few simple rules so you'll know how to play your cards. As you can see, two pair beat one pair, three of a kind beat two pair, a full house, which is three of a kind, and a pair beat three of a kind, and four of a kind beat a full house. Any questions?
Wow. You make it all seem so complicated. All Mr. Godley did was deal me five cards, and we'd both look at them, and he'd take my money.
Well, this is going to be different. Sit down, Balky. This time, we are going to take Gorpley's money. Now, it is very important that nobody know what the cards in your hand are. All right? Watch me first. I'm picking up my cards. They may be good, they may be bad. I am looking at my cards. What do you see on my face?
There's a tiny little bit of ketchup right there. And also a...
All right, that's enough. That's enough. What I mean is, your face should not reveal anything about the cards in your hand. That is called having a poker face. A poker face.
Oh, well, that's a relief. I thought it meant being hit in the face with a poker.
Do you want me to win your money back?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, you do. All right, then. Pay attention.
Okay.
All right. Look at your cards. Remember, your face should not reveal anything about the cards in your hand. Good hand?
How did you know?
Balky, I don't want to take up your whole night teaching you how to play poker.
No, cousin, I want to know how to play poker. No, please, cousin.
All right. I'll teach you later. But first, we're going to go over the plan.
There's a plan?
Yes.
Oh, golly. Oh. There goes all the fun.
Balky, tomorrow night, we play Gorpley. First, we are going to lose a few hands on purpose, so he'll think I'm a beginner, too. Then I'll suggest that we pool our money and I play for both of us. When he agrees to that, just leave everything to me and I'll win your money back.
Thank you, cousin. But are you sure you can beat Mr. Gorpley?
Balky, you are talking to Smooth Larry Appleton. I can beat anybody. There is magic in these hands.
is your two. Dealer takes three.
I'd say these were worth $5. Andre?
Walt?
I'm out.
Off to you, Bartokomus. Are you in?
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa! Am I in?
Falky.
I got nothing.
How about you, Appleton?
Oh. All right, I'm in. Read 'em and weep. Pair of threes.
Whoa. Tough hand. Pair of sixes.
Pair of sixes? Well, of all the luck.
Cousin, you and me must be the two worst poker players in the whole world. In fact, I doubt if in the whole history of card playing there has ever been two more rank-smelling amateurs.
Oh, say, I have an idea.
You do?
Well, yes, I do. Well, I didn't plan on this, but what if Balky and I pool our money so that just one of us plays? And then if we raise the stakes, we might have a better chance of winning our money back.
Cousin, that's a great plan. Even though it's not a plan, but something you just now thought of.
You want to raise the stakes?
Only if it's okay with you.
Hey, Sam, these guys are just beginners. Come on, it doesn't seem fair.
You want fair? Go coach Little League.
Okay.
No limit. Which one of you is going to play?
Well, there was that game I told you about, that I played with those guys. Some of them were oxides underneath, but people still think.
What was the question?
Which one of you is going to play?
Oh,
I will.
We've decided that Cousin Larry is going to play, even though that wasn't a plan, but something we just now thought of.
Now, what do you say we play some real poker?
Okay, I'll see your five and raise your 20. Andre?
Walt?
Ha.
Fold, cousin.
Balky.
Fold, spindle, mutilate. Just don't lose any more of our money.
I am trying to play poker. I'll see your 20 and raise you another 20.
Okay, I call. What do you got?
Three jacks. Beat them.
Okay, three kings.
Cousin, I got to talk to you privately. Excuse us.
I'll be back.
Cousin, remember that plan where smooth Larry Appleton was supposed to win back my $100? Well, I can't help but notice that we're down to our last $20. Now, when does the smooth plan kick in?
Everything's working perfectly. Gorpley thinks he's winning.
Well, what a coincidence. I think he's winning, too.
I am in total control of this situation. Now, give me the rest of your money.
I don't think so. I keep giving you money, and you keep giving it to Mr. Gorbley. I could do that.
Balky, your money is safe with me. Now, hand it over.
Cousin, this is my lost $20. It's my mad money. If you lose it, I'm gonna be a real mad.
Thanks. Trust me.
Okay.
I'm in.
Guys. Why don't you just give me your last $20 and go home? You can't beat me. I've been playing poker since I was in high school. They used to call me Slick Sam Gorpley.
Cousin, let's get out of here. He's got a better nickname.
I can take him.
Okay.
I can do it.
Okay.
Why don't you go see a movie?
I'd love to, but you have all my money.
Give me another $20 in chips.
Larry, I was afraid I'd find you here.
Jennifer! Whoa, who's the blonde?
Appleton's girlfriend. Why, I'll never know.
Larry, could I talk to you for a minute, please?
Not now. It's my deal.
Balky, we have to talk.
Yeah, okay.
Balky, we have to get Larry out of here.
Well, tell me something I don't know.
How is he doing?
Well, he says he's doing great, but Mr. Gorby has all of our money.
If we don't get Larry out of here right now, he'll start writing IOUs. He'll bet his car, he'll bet everything he owns.
I'll raise you $20.
But how can that be? He's supposed to be smooth Larry Appleton.
He was smooth Larry Appleton years ago, but that's before he got the fever. It got so bad he finally vowed to quit and never pick up the cards again. I told him not to take this chance, but Balky, he said he had to do it for you.
But do you think he has any control left?
All right, here's your 20, and I'll throw in the blonde.
Apparently not.
Come on, Jennifer, we got to get him out of here. Corson, come on, we're getting out of here.
I'm not going anywhere.
Larry, please, you know you've got the fever. You can't win.
Corson, I'm sorry, but this is for your own good. Now,
no,
come on,
Larry,
get out of here!
No,
Mr. Courtney, tell him that the game is over.
Please, you have to let us take him home. He's lost control.
He's got $20 on the table.
Yeah, not to mention the blonde.
I'm not on the table.
Oh. Then I'm out.
All right, Balky.
What?
Put me down.
No, Corson.
Put me down.
No.
Put me down. Put me down. Put me down now.
All right, if you think it'll help. You're short, you dress funny, and you walk like a duck.
Oh.
No. Set me down.
Okay.
Pair of eights.
Pair of jacks. You lose again, Appleton.
All right, Gorpley, what do you say? One more hand for the whole ball of wax.
No, Corson! You can't bet my ball of wax. I've been collecting it for years.
Okay, I'll play one more hand with you. But what are you going to bet with?
I'll bet next week's paycheck against everything we lost tonight, plus the 100 Balky lost.
Oh, you are a serious guard player.
Corson, it's your paycheck.
Don't worry, Balky. I'm not going to lose. I'll take 3.
And I'll take 1.
I tell you what. Let's sweeten the pot. I'll raise you my car.
No, Cousin, don't do that! Cousin, you don't have a pair of anything!
Gee, I got a feeling you're bluffing. You want to bet cars? I call.
What do you got?
Full house, kings and aces. You can just leave your car here and take the bus home. It'll be a nice lesson in humility.
Well, not so quick, Slick. When I sat down, you thought you had a pigeon you could take to the cleaners.
Corson, cut through the metaphors. I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm dying to know if we won or lost.
He thought I didn't know how to play and that he could take everything I had.
Oh.
And then when you overheard Jennifer say that I was out of control, you thought it was Christmas.
Corson.
He thought he could take all our money. Well, it was all a trap, and you walked right into it.
The blonde was in on it?
I have a name.
You have a phone number?
Walt, shut up.
Balky's right. I don't have a pair of anything. I got a straight flush.
You lose, Gorpley.
I can't believe I lost my car.
Well, I don't want your car. I just came to win back what Balky lost.
Nice gesture, cousin. But those are your car keys. Cousin, you mean to tell me that Jennifer knew that you were pretending to be out of control the whole time?
Yes, she did.
Cousin, why you didn't tell me what you were going to do? I was really worried. I spent the whole evening on an emotional roller derby.
I'm sorry, Balky, but I had no choice. I knew you couldn't keep my secret. You're just not a devious person.
Well, I'm sorry. We all have our shortcomings.
No, Balky, that's a good thing in life. Here's your $100.
Thanks, cousin. Thank you for winning my money back.
I think you would have done the same for me.
You know I would. You know, cousin, this has been quite a week. Mr. Gorpley fooled me. You fooled me. Jennifer fooled me. I'm beginning to think I'm easily fooled.
No, Balky, you are not easily fooled.
Really? Well, thank you. That's a load off my mind.
Oh, what's that?
What's what?
What's that?
What's what?
What's that? What?
Thank you.